Part 2 of SwimSafer Stage 1. Obtaining SwimSafer Stage 1 Test Certification. To obtain the certification, participants must pass the SwimSafer Stage 1 theory test and meet the criteria set for the stage. Those who do not pass the test may attend remedial classes to improve their knowledge and skills. The certification is suitable for individuals of all ages who want to develop confidence and independence in the water while learning essential water safety skills. SwimSafer Test Criteria to Pass. To pass Stage 1 swimming criteria and obtain certification, participants are required to meet certain criteria. These criteria include demonstrating skills such as a sliding entry into the water, floating on the front and back for at least 10 seconds each, submerging the face in the water, and showing forward and backward movement in the water. Participants also need to demonstrate knowledge of basic water safety rules. If a participant does not meet these criteria initially, they may have the opportunity to attend remedial classes or retake the test until they achieve proficiency. Passing the stage is an important step towards gaining confidence and independence in the water while developing essential swimming skills. SwimSafer Theory Test. To obtain the SwimSafer Stage 1 certification, participants need to pass the SwimSafer Theory Test. This test assesses their knowledge of water safety and swimming skills. To pass, participants must demonstrate an understanding of skills such as sliding entry, front and back floats, submerging in waist-deep water, and survival skills. The SwimSafer program focuses on both practical swimming abilities and theoretical knowledge to ensure participants have a well-rounded understanding of water safety. Remedial classes for those who do not pass the test. If someone doesn't pass the test, they can take remedial classes to improve their skills and pass the test. These classes are designed to help individuals overcome any difficulties they may have in swimming and water safety. They can retake the test after attending these classes or continue regular swimming lessons. Remedial classes are part of the options available for those who don't pass the test. Age suitability for starting SwimSafer. The ideal age to start SwimSafer is around 4 or 5 years old. At this age, children are developmentally ready and comfortable in the water. Starting at a young age helps them gain confidence and develop independence in the water. It also allows them to learn important water safety skills from an early stage, which is crucial for their overall safety. By starting early, children can continue their swimming journey and build upon their skills as they progress through the different stages of SwimSafer. Additional resources and information about the SwimSafer syllabus. If you're looking for additional resources and information about the SwimSafer syllabus, there are a few places you can check out. First, you can visit the Ministry of Education, MOE, website or their designated page for SwimSafer to find more details about the program and its different stages. The MOE provides comprehensive information on the objectives, skills taught, and certification criteria for each stage of SwimSafer. Another helpful resource is the National Water Safety Council website, where you can find educational materials and guidelines related to water safety in Singapore. Additionally, many swim schools that offer SwimSafer lessons have websites with detailed information about their programs and curriculum. It's worth exploring these resources to get a better understanding of what each stage of SwimSafer entails and how it can benefit your child's swimming abilities and water safety knowledge. Options for kids' swimming lessons in SwimSafer 2.0 program. There are several options available for kids who want to take swimming lessons in the SwimSafer program. These options include: First, enrolling in a swim school that offers the SwimSafer program. Second, joining a community center or sports club that provides SwimSafer lessons. Third, Taking private swimming lessons with a qualified instructor who is familiar with the SwimSafer curriculum. Benefits of private swimming lessons in the SwimSafer 2.0 syllabus. Private swimming lessons in the SwimSafer program offer many benefits. First, they provide personalized instruction tailored to the individual's needs and learning style. This means that the swimmer can progress at their own pace and receive focused attention from the instructor. Second, private lessons help build confidence in the water. The one-on-one setting allows swimmers to overcome any fear or anxiety related to water as they feel safe and supported throughout the learning process. Lastly, private lessons offer more opportunities for practice and refinement of skills. With dedicated time with an instructor, swimmers can work on specific techniques until they have mastered them. Overall, private swimming lessons in the SwimSafer program provide a comfortable and effective way for individuals of all ages to learn how to swim safely and confidently. Conclusion. In conclusion, Stage 1 is an important first step in the SwimSafer program. It focuses on building water confidence and teaching essential water safety skills. By completing SwimSafer 1, participants will gain the necessary knowledge and skills to swim safely and prepare for further stages of the program. So dive in and start your swimming journey with SwimSafer swimming lessons with Swim 101 SG.